Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan, you are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
It's the Vinny Randall Show.
Welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And this powerful show brings you conversations with today's stars and tomorrow's legends. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Come on.
It's the Benny Randall Show.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And like always, you know you can reach out to me at BennyRandall.com. That's B-E-N-N-I-E, Randall.com. Or you can go to our private community at BennyOnDemand.com where we get up close and personal. And like always, it's another powerful show right here on Bashani Radio. This is a special edition of the Benny Randall Show. And we like to bring you informative, trending, and everything that you are talking about. We want to make sure we're talking about. Of course, in the media right now, everybody's pretty much making a whole lot of hoopla about this announcement between Jay-Z and the NFL as they enter a long-term partnership. The partnership with Roc Nation as the league's official live music entertainment strategist will begin as the NFL's 100th season kicks off and will serve as a commitment from Roc Nation and the NFL to nurture and strengthen community through music and the NFL's Inspire Change initiative. Of course, everybody has their opinions about what does this all mean, to whom it means, and what it means. But, you know, we were not in the room, so we didn't see what was signed on that agreement. So everything will simply be a speculation. So I thought what we should do is basically the Q&A that they did have is to play the entire Q&A in its entirety and just let you make your own decisions. They had prominent journalists and everybody in there. Maybe they forgot our memo and didn't invite us to it, but that's okay. We still got love for them. But we just want to play the entire Q&A session with Jay-Z and the NFL, and you make your own decisions based on it, because unless we actually see the agreement, we won't know what they're actually doing. We won't know how much he's getting paid or not getting paid, and we won't know to what level he will be interacting with, you know, in that capacity. So with that, I hope you sit back, relax, and enjoy this Q&A special edition of the Benny Randall Show. Just in case you didn't know, we'll remind you like this.
You're listening to the Benny Randall Show, certified number one in the world on BashaniRadio.com, New York City. So nice, they named it twice.
Biggest issue people have is they want to know how you could partner with a league on social justice when Colin Kaepernick, who brought it to the attention of the masses by peacefully protesting against social injustice, is still out of a job.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that I think we take it back. I think that we forget that Colin's whole thing was to bring attention to social injustice, correct? So in that case, right? This is a success, right? This is the next thing, right? Because there's two parts of protesting. You go outside and you protest, and then the company or the individual say, I hear you. What do we do next, right? So for me, there was, it was like action, actionable item. What are we gonna do with it? Like everyone heard, and we hear what you're saying, and everybody know, I agree with what you're saying. So what are we gonna do? You know what I'm saying? So reach millions and millions of people, and or we get stuck on Colin not having a job. It's, you know what I'm saying?
I guess my follow-up would be the Roger. It's like a lot of people think the partnership is disingenuous because it's almost like putting a band-aid on a bullet wound because it seems like Colin's being collectively blackballed by the NFL.
Well, I'll just add on to what Jay said, because we talked about this. We talked about a variety of issues, and I think when we first met, we talked about entertainment and how we do that. But the number one thing we want to is impact, that we can have an impact together and that we can do some really positive things in our communities. And to go to Jay's point, we listened to our players. We understood what our players were saying, and we created a platform of which to help drive change in communities that Colin has raised and that other players have raised. And this partnership, in addition to the entertainment aspect and bringing football and music together, is going to help us make even greater change. And we call it protest to progress, right? We need to make progress as communities and as a country, and that's what we want to try to do. And that's a big part of, I think, what both of us feel this relationship can be.
I love it.
We do have to move on.
Craig Melvin from NBC, just to follow up. So you passed on performing at the Super Bowl, and then you rapped about passing on performing at the Super Bowl. You said the NFL needed you, you didn't need the NFL. What changed? What was the impetus for the partnership?
Yeah, as an artist, I've always held myself in high regard and respect. And if I'm in a position or in a space where I feel like the level of respect that I earn as an artist is being compromised, I'm going to speak about it. 10 times out of 10. And then after that, you know, there's conversations that happen. You know, I'm working criminal justice in this very room. We do board meetings here. And Robert Kraft is on the board of that as well. So those conversations started about criminal justice and seeing how serious we were and how dedicated we were to those platforms. And again, like everything else, it slowly evolved, like a conversation as opposed to I'm upset with you and I'm never speaking to you again. We're adults at this point, and the only thing, conflict resolution, the only way we're gonna move forward is through conversations. And I guess my speaking out brought about a conversation, which brought about a conversation which led to a partnership.
Commissioner, just to follow up, you said that the NFL and Roc Nation have a shared vision of inspiring meaningful social change. What does that social change look like to you? What does it look like to you?
I'll go first. To me, we spent a lot of time talking about our initiative that our players really created and that we support our players with in trying to, what we use the term, inspire change. And to work with them on criminal justice, education, better relationships with law enforcement in the communities. Those types of things that our players have identified in areas we need to make progress on, we need to move forward on. And we'll be supporting that inspired change as probably well as evolving that with our players. I mean, that's something that's going to evolve very quickly, I think.
Jason.
Yes.
Obviously, something like this doesn't come together unless you two have a lot of really candid discussions about what this is about. Can you talk a little bit about how your relationship has evolved over this process, over these months, I would take that you guys said, hey, let's talk about this?
I think just really truthful, honest conversation. I think the first thing I said to Roger was, if this is about me performing in the Super Bowl, then we could just end this conversation now. It has to be a bigger platform than that.
That was after I flew from New York to L.A.
Yeah. Good weather, though, man.
Jay, how many months has this taken place, these conversations?
I don't know. When was the...
We first, I think, first saw each other at the Kansas City Rams game, and then I think I came out in early January.
Yeah, so six, 7 months.
Yeah, somewhere in that area.
Just the relationship, how it's developed.
Well, I'd also give a call out to Robert Kraft, too, who had a relationship, too, with Jay, and he saw the benefit of this also. And so he actually joined us in our first meeting. And I would tell you that it was a lot of very frank conversation. We talked about a lot of the issues. We also talked about what we could actually do and bringing football and music and entertainment together and then having an impact in our communities was something we both wanted to do. But, relationships build over time and trust, but they also, I think we're both committed to sort of saying, let's get to work. Let's go show people that this is going to be a great thing.
What would you say to those kind of people that would say that this is sort of effectively a move to kind of take the protests away from the field to a platform that might be a little bit more palatable to the league and a little, less out and visible? Would you kind of still support protests on the field? Do you feel like this is kind of moving it away from putting it out there on the field in front of a mass audience?
I support any protest that's effective, and if you can provide effective ways to push a conversation forward and help people at the same time. That I'm really into action. I'm really into like real work. I'm not into like how it looks. How it looks only lasts for a couple months until we really start doing the work. And everybody, I've been in this position many times where people, before I even say what I'm about to do, have told me what I'm thinking or how it's going to turn out. And then that 5 years later, we look back at, take title is a great example for, take that 5 years ago, and now you look at it today, and people have a different outlook on it, but at the time, it was like, what's going on? So I've been in this position many times, and, I just show up and do the work. I'm not really interested in how things look on the outside, and if protesting on the field is the most effective way, then protest on the field. If you have a vehicle like Inspire Change where you could speak to the masses and educate at the same time as well, tell people what's going on so people are not controlling your narrative and not telling you your protest is about this. You're like, no, I'm telling you out of my mouth, it's about this one thing. But if you have a platform that's reaching millions of people, it's hard to steer the narrative the way they want to.
And I just add one thing to that. I think what the players want is to focus on the work in the communities that they're doing and the problems and addressing them. They did the protest to bring attention to that. Now they want to get to the hard work of helping make progress in those communities. And so that's where they want the attention. That's what they want to see, is the work that we're all doing together to try to make our communities better. And they're leading.
Do you want the protest to stop?
I want us to take what they've been talking about and the focus and what they're protesting about to go make a change in the communities, because that's what they wanted. That's what they were doing.
Jay-Z, have you spoken with Cap? If so, what was the conversation? If not, why not?
I would never tell you what me and Cap's private conversation was about, but we spoke, yeah.
And is he supportive?
I would never tell you about our conversation.
What is the current state, or what is the current anthem policy? And if people still choose to take a knee or protest during the anthem, will this vehicle be used as a discouragement? Might you say, well, why do that any longer when we set up this whole new vehicle to inspire change?
But you can also ask that question, if this vehicle be used as an encouragement.
No, I got you. Yeah. Well, obviously it can be, but I'm just saying some people...
No, I just wanted to open that up for you.
No, I agree with you. but we know, let's be honest, with everything we're dealing with...
I'm only honest.
And even what we're dealing with right now, I doubt that the rate of speed by which Inspire Change can make a difference is going to catch up to a lot of stuff that's happening today. We still have police killings happening every single day. We have people being killed by domestic terrorism. I mean, we're not going to solve all this in the 2019-2020 season.
Yeah, but don't you want to get started?
Well, no, let's get started. What I'm saying is, in the interim, people are going to want to say, I may want to take a knee, or I may want to make a statement.
But that's what
outside
that's
of
what
this.
Our Inspire Change platform is, to continue to show what's going on in those communities and what we can do to try to help it, and what our players are doing to make the change. And that's what we're doing. And that's why we continue to work with our Players Association, the Players Coalition, to try to say, we're not walking away from that. We're actually putting more research in. We're bringing more partnerships to bring not only awareness, but change.
Can you just speak about the role that Robert Kraft played in brokering this deal?
Yeah, I think, I think that we, through our work with prison reform, and I think he saw how serious we were in the room, and we've had a relationship before, and we basically talked. Actually, no one mentions, with all due respect, no one mentions Adam Levine in this whole thing and his role that he played in this. You know, we all talk about Cap because that's, you know, that's a hot button issue. But, you know, this is an entertainment company as well. We also discussed what happened. What happened to the Super Bowl, right? Because that was one of the things that sparked this conversation as well. What happened at the Super Bowl? And I explained to them how the process went with the Super Bowl and myself and what I felt about it. And we were, again, frank conversation, super clear. We had super frank conversations. And, you know, it slowly evolved from there. So how do we fix it? And I sat with Raj and I was like, man, if this is about me playing the Super Bowl, then we might as well just end this meeting now, because that's not enough. You know, we need to, you guys have a platform, you know, people are upset. You know, private citizens for me, with everything that's going on in the country, private citizens are the one that's gonna have to push things forward, working together like we do with reform. We're not relying on government to do it. Okay, let's take this group of people and let's introduce these bills and see what we can do. You know, let's take Team Rock, like, you know, Team Rock organization we started. Let's take current events where people are getting in trouble every day and it's on the news cycle, and let's stop a little boy from getting arrested for singing the national anthem in school. That's a real thing, you know? So that's how the whole thing came about. It was like, let's make it bigger than that. Let's use this platform to really inspire change, and, you know, let's put on some great performances.
Will and even the entertainment.
Will you be performing as well?
Not this year, no. No.
But even just to go to Jay's point, it's even entertainment well beyond the Super Bowl, as you saw from Asia's presentation. We're talking about engaging our players. We're talking about using our events, all our events, the draft, the Super Bowl, the Pro Bowl, the kickoffs, to be able to use this partnership and have it come to life. It's just not Super Bowl.
Commissioner? Yeah, it's a good point.
Commissioner, I know you and the NFL, and Jay, you and Rob, I'm sure have thought about how you'll measure success of this program. Can you give us any insight on what success would look like for this program?
I don't have a number. It's not a number. Like with reform, we got 1 million people, which is a nutso number, right? I don't have a number, but I'm sure that we'll reevaluate as this thing go along. How many people are we touching? How many people are we reaching? We're constantly looking at the you know, the metrics and all the numbers of what's happening and who we're touching and who we're speaking to and who's participating and how many impressions has it had and how many people that are affected in real time. Like real, so we'll keep evaluating that as we go along.
Yeah. Tiki, I just add to what Jay said, elevate the entertainment too. I mean, we always want to get better, and we think we can do that. We got the best in the business right here. So we think we can do that, but the impact is really important. And as I've teased several times, with all this great entertainment, I hope people don't forget that a great football game is going to break out in the middle of it, by the way.
Right? I hope they do.
Jay, from a hip-hop point of view, I remember you once said to Nas, you try to keep knowledge. And since then, we've seen you change and evolve. And I think people forget about that to some extent. I remember the water initiative in Africa, Sean Bell, et cetera, et cetera. How do you... address people who may have those short-term memory issues, you know, or do you care?
I just gotta do the work. You know, that's the only thing that quiets that. Like, cause, you know, we can go back and forth and have different perspectives of what we believe should happen, right? This should happen, or it should be like this, and this person should be involved. How could it go forward if this person isn't involved? You know, all these different things that we can talk about and speak about, but no one can argue with the facts. No one can argue with the work. You know, so I just got to do the work. And again, it's I'm familiar with this position. This is what I do.
Will this initiative create jobs or any other, you know, we talk about inspiring the community, et cetera, et cetera. What about, like, jobs, things that people can really touch and feel?
I don't know.
So
you know,
also, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Also, in there, you know, there's education and all these other things which will lead to job creation. And anybody that plugs in, say, a song of the season, and that's your platform that you want to speak about. Mm-hmm. And we're not only, it's not just our platform, we're plugging in to anyone who wants to be involved. So, say, I'm Chance the Rapper, and I feel like I want to create jobs in Chicago. We're going to support that initiative. Right. So it could be anything. It could be any initiative, anything, social injustice, anything that's happening in the country, we can plug into it. Okay. Yeah.
I think, yeah. I think it's going to be driven a lot by our players and the artists. We're going to continue to listen to them, see where we can have the greatest impact.
Jeff. Hi, Jared from Variety. Do you have a list yet of organizations that you're going to partner with that will benefit from this partnership? And also, Jay, do you regard this partnership as a form of protest? I mean, are you looking to change things from the inside?
Of course, yes. I'll answer that first. Because I don't have anything else to add to that. Just yes.
What's the question then for me?
The question was, do you have a list or have you set things up with nonprofit organizations?
Yes. We've already, as a matter of fact, not just a list, we've already started funding for the last 2 years, which we can give you an entire list of all the organizations that we have done with our players, with our clubs, and that funding began probably 18 months ago.
Okay.
And we have commitments to do that going in the future, and I think opportunity is something I'd say that's going to come out of this, where I think there'll be additional opportunities and, frankly, additional money that may come out of this that will go back into the communities because of this.
Okay, so there are no new partnerships as of yet as a result of this one?
We're not making that announcement today, no, but I have no question that that's going to evolve as we continue to talk with the artists and the players.
What he's saying, what was exciting for us as well is what we're saying is all those other initiatives Roc Nation drew up and these guys agreed to, which you have to give them credit for that. Inspire Change already existed. They already were donating money. I think it was 1.4 from that, the last event, but it was so, in my opinion, it was so spread out that it needed to be happening all year long, not just happening around a Super Bowl event. It couldn't be like one event a year. It had happened all the time and throughout the whole year. So things are happening every day. Like we were creating philanthropy organizations for our players and realize, no, things are happening every day. We need a separate, which is Team Roc. This is Danya. I keep pointing to her because she runs it. No, we need something that happens every day because there's things happening all over this country and it's a lot of turmoil. And I think that we all have a responsibility to just push it forward. Like, it's good to have, like, you know, conversations about it. That's great. We have to bring awareness to it. So I'm not knocking the conversation. I actually welcome the conversation. I want to be held to a higher standard. I want to be held accountable for what I'm doing. Right? It keeps me sharp. Let me know that I can't play around. I have to do what I said I'm going to do. I'm self-motivated. So that's fine. You know, the extra pressure is fine too. What I'm saying is, things are happening all the time, and we are going through a tough time. And the NFL platform for us, what was exciting for us, Inspire Change was already happening, and the NFL has a huge platform. And we can use that huge platform for, we've seen it happen. Like when J.J. Watts, you know, came the aid to everybody in Houston, the whole world forgot about all the turmoil they had with the NFL. It's, oh, that's a great thing. That's a fantastic thing. And if you can use that platform to do that in different areas, then it's a home run. That's the success. I think someone asked me what I would view success. That's the success for me.
Thank you. Hi, Randy from ET. In his presentation, mentioned that the Super Bowl performance will be picked based on the city and honoring the heritage of that. Can you elaborate on what that means exactly, and have conversations begun, like J-Lo, Enrique Iglesias, Pitbull?
No, not like that. Not in those terms. Like, you know, typically when... and we had this conversation, can't go to a city, plop a show down, and then leave. You know, like, at least speak to the community, speak to the things, speak to the guys that's on the ground organizing things and trying to make things better in that sort of way. Because I don't, you know, Tampa's next year. I love Tampa Bay. I don't have no idea who's from there, who performed. So you start running into that problem. You know, if you start doing that, and sometimes it may happen and it may line up that the person is from the city that they perform, but you don't want to get into that space because then, again, who performs from Tampa? Does anybody know?
Quick follow-up.
No, Tampa
you
Bay.
Plas.
Plas. There we go. Yes.
You mentioned that people forget the role that Adam Levine played in this. I was wondering if you could explain exactly what role did he play in this?
Well, we had to have the conversation, right? Because there was a lot of talk around Adam Levine's performance in Atlanta. So I think that and me being vocal about stepping back from performing as well, I think that sparked some of the conversation as well.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I just wonder, because you both talk about having these super candid conversations. I wonder if anything that, like asking this to Commissioner, anything that Jay offered to you that was surprising or enlightening in terms of his perspective of why he didn't perform or some of the protests that were going on?
Well, I think we probably keep some of that. He can speak for himself on some of that. I would tell you that in every conversation I've had with Jay has been enlightening, not just on his perspective of the process of how we do the entertainment, but what we should try to achieve. Because we always say we can get better and we can evolve, and the Super Bowl halftime has over the years. We've always had those moments where we think we can say, let's think about doing this differently. And we always think we should partner with the best. That's why we're sitting here. We're partnering with the best. And so his perspective is going to drive us. I'm not going to sit here and talk to him about entertainers. He knows that business. What we have to do is figure out how do we support that and how do we make sure that we bring that to another level.
Anything surprising,
yeah,
you said?
Yeah, just enlightening about his perspective.
I think that the openness and willingness to, you know, when we presented all these initiatives, you know, we expected that maybe do one or two. We thought they would be super powerful as well as we could plug into Inspire Change. And these guys were just super open to, you know, to allow their platform to be used to service others. That was a bit surprising.
Good surprise.
Good surprise.
Yeah.
Evans, I'm going to ask the CNN. So, obviously, this is coming about in part as a response to protests on the field. And I just want to go back to the question the gentleman from Marketplace was asking earlier. What happens in the interim now? I mean, obviously, this is about, as you said, Jay, effective protest. But what happens the next time somebody protests on the field while this is still underway? Has there been any change in the way that the league is going to deal with that?
You said you're asking Jay.
You asking me?
No.
Commissioner, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Definitely not the commissioner yet.
See, that's what I was worried about.
I don't want that job. Don't.
That's what, you know, that's to go back to, that's what we've been talking with our union about for the last year or so, and talking about let's one, move forward and work progress, but two, let's do things together. Let's talk about when something needs, when we need to shine a light on something, let's do it together. And that has been very effective for us. And that's what we talk about all the time, not just with the union, but also with our partners in the player coalition. And we have a group of owners and a group of players that work together, and they meet on a regular basis to talk about those things.
A quick follow-up, Jay. With the conversations you've had, the frankness and the seemingly open dialogue, sorry to put it this way, but would you kneel or would you stand?
Would I what?
Would you kneel or would you stand?
Okay. I think we've passed kneeling. Yeah, I think it's time to go into actionable items.
Do you want people to stop it?
No, I don't want people to stop protesting at all. Kneeling, I know we're stuck on it because it's a real thing, but it's a form of protest. I support protests across the board. We need to bring light to the issue. I think everyone knows what the issue is, and we're done with that. Everyone knows what the you know what the issue is? You know why we were kneeling? Okay, do you know the issue?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you know the issue? Yes? We all know the issue now. Okay, next, where are we moving on next? And I'm not, again, so to be clear for the room, I'm not minimizing that part of it, because that has to happen. That's a necessary part of the process. But now we all know what's going on. What are we going to do? How are we going to stop? Because the kneeling was not about a job. It was about injustice. Let me bring attention to injustice. Everyone's saying, how are you going forward? And Cap doesn't have a job. This wasn't about him having a job. Right? That became part of it. That became part of the discussion. He was kneeling to bring attention to injustice. We know what it is. Now, how do we address that injustice? What's the way forward? Does anyone else in here, anyone have any other suggestions of what's the way forward?
I agree with that. But Christian, can Cap get a job?
What?
Can Colin Kaepernick get a job? Is he being
Any team can sign him right now.
Good day to you, Cord. Hi, Cord. SN. I don't know if this is for Jay or for Asia, but who's the first subject for the Inspired Change documentary?
We don't have that first subject. I didn't hear
Asia. Who's the Inspired Change?
Mm-hmm. Hi, Danielle Dalton up at the roof.
We take suggestions as well.
So one of the initiatives that was highlighted in the reel was about police brutality, was about policing a community. So I'm wondering, when you kind of envision what an ideal program or initiative or like, what does that look like if you actually build something around community and policing, and what would success look like for that?
Well, I'll give you a couple, because I participated in some of those, and they've been very effective. What we've actually done, I went down last fall, I believe it was with Kenny Stills and several of the Dolphins, and went into the Miami community, and we actually went with law enforcement into the community and had a couple events. We had the dialogue, we shared each other's perspectives, and it was really positive. And I think our players want to do that, to be able to show that, you know, law enforcement has a role, but the community, they need to understand how the community is looking at the law enforcement also. And that dialogue was really helpful. I think it helped the law enforcement from what I did, and I think the community reacted very favorably. And they're doing that all around the country. I just happened to participate in that one. I also went down to New Orleans, and we went and looked at actually bail reform and actually went to a proceeding with the several players. And out of that, actual change has happened, legislative change, real change. Now, is there more change that needs to happen? Absolutely. I mean, we're not there yet. Someone made the point. We got a lot of work to do.
By getting involved in policing, though, is the NFL, or are you making a statement about how you feel about the current state of policing in this country?
No. What we're doing is that we can believe we can make our communities better by sharing perspective. So the community understands law enforcement's perspective, and law enforcement understands the community's perspective, and to understand how we go forward in a better way.
Jay, the commissioner answered this question. I want to put it to you as well. Meaningful social change. This is a campaign clearly designed to affect meaningful social change. What does that look like for you specifically?
I could paint a utopian version of it. It just looks like people respecting each other, people not kids leaving the house and being able to come back home. Just normal things that we all expect, respect, and also for officers as well. I think they're going into communities super afraid. That's what I believe. And you policing, you can't police people you're afraid of, right? Because then there's an overreaction to everything. I talk like this, right? If you don't understand my culture and how I talk, you may think I'm upset. I'm just the way I speak. And if you we're in a standoff with each other, and you know you're speaking to me in a certain kind of way, my dad left. My dad's not home. My dad died. How about that? And you're talking to me like you're my dad. There's no way I'm gonna allow that. So now my tone changes, and now the communication between us is broken. And that's how I see it. For me, my point of view is the communication between us currently is broken. And a lot of people are losing their lives behind it. So to fix that communication, people coming home and being coming home to their families is an overhaul of the jailing system and the way probation and all that works. I guess that's some of the things that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Taking a question right here.
Right. Jay, I know what you're saying with everybody knows what it is now. It's time to move on from kneeling. But Cap did more than just kneel. I mean, he was working with the communities and he was doing stuff beyond just bringing awareness to it. Why don't you bring him into this initiative? Do you plan to involve him?
You have to ask him. I'm not his boss. I can't just bring him into something. He has to, that's for him to say. And you speak about it as if it's in the past tense. You say he did more and he was.
He's still doing it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He's, know your rights can't.
Huh?
Know your rights can't.
Yeah, so he's currently doing action items, right? That's his version of action item. This is our version of action item. We all do different things and we all work differently for the same results. I don't knock what he's doing, and hopefully he doesn't knock what I'm doing.
Have you talked to him about bringing him into this project?
We had a conversation.
Is it
about the work?
That's the further.
By the way, we have too. Yeah. Our Players Coalition have, and we have also.
Hi, I'm Tatiana with Billboard. In the music community, have you guys started a conversation with artists to align with the campaign, and what has the response been like?
Briefly, yeah, and it's been positive.
How will that continue, or what sort of, are you starting to look for somebody or the five artists to make this song, or what does this look like right now?
Yeah, we wanted to have this discussion first, and then I think tomorrow we start, we've identified artists as well, but I think tomorrow we'll really start moving forward. Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks. Katie from ABC. On the other side of it, there's a ton of players doing great work. Have they been involved in this conversation? And if so, what was their feedback? Did they say, that's great, but you have to do this, that, and the other thing to make sure we can get this work done?
We've really only brought people in the last 48 hours, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
So both Jay and I have had conversations with players and others, including the union, in the last 48 hours. And I think the reaction has been overwhelmingly positive, is that this is an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
No, but we know. I'm with Jay in it.
When she asked the question.
When I have
it, she asked it not expecting the answer. Don't worry about it. She's like, can she?
Hey, Roger, Dan Kaplan, yeah, The Athletic. You mentioned Robert Kraft's role. What about some other owners who, in the past, have wanted the focus to be more on the football field and not outside the lines?
Well, we've talked about, you know, even in the halftime show, you know, Jay made the point about, you know, we have to improve the quality even of the sound in the stadium. So how do we do that? And so we've had some conversations about that. And I always remind, we still have a football game going on. That's the magic of what all these people back here do, is you're putting on an incredible event that is around a football game. We always want the focus on football, and I think that's something that we do, and we do it very well. But we also want to put the light on things that, you know, I think our players care about, our clubs care about, and they do a lot of work in their communities. And so that's not something different to what we do. We get to a game, people want to watch a football game. That's what they, you know, that's what they love doing. And that brings people together. And music, football, entertainment, that's something that we bring people together of all backgrounds and likes and dislikes. And that's something that's important for us to take advantage of and use in a powerful way.
Can we just stop that and just let everybody talk? We could conclude. You could come over here and sit down, and we could just. Anybody got any other questions? No, I'm not. No, by the way, you did a great job. I'm so sorry.
JJ, you've been raising the consciousness of this country for decades. Why do you feel like partnering with the NFL will further your mission to inspire rather than doing what you've been doing, which seems to be speaking out against it?
Yeah, I feel like it's the place where it happened, and you go to the place where it happened, and then you have that conversation there.
So you think that by a lot of people, like especially people on Twitter, you know, communities, it's a lot of criticism. You think that working with the NFL will further bridge the gap? I mean, it's like polarizing.
I think about it like this. The NBA, I don't know, let's call it 18 years ago, had a player called Mahmoud. You familiar with him? A Muslim guy, played for the Denver Nuggets. He didn't want to stand up for the national anthem because of his religion. He wasn't playing the next year, right? So at that time, the NBA was like, oh, everyone's like, ah. If you look today at the NBA, the way it is, people would say it's at the forefront of social justice, right? There was a time where it wasn't. So these things happen. People have to evolve, and people have to want to be better, and people have to want to have conversations. And this isn't Twitter. You can't just throw someone out if they make a mistake. You know what I mean? This is the real world. You can't say, oh, you made a mistake. You're canceled. I'm never speaking to you ever again. That doesn't accomplish anything. You know? So that's what I believe. I believe real change is had through conversation and real conversation and real work. You know, wanting to do things. And what better way to do it than where the conversation first took place?
And by the way, I don't think either one of us expected that this relationship wouldn't have its critics. I think we're both used to, I'm more used to critics than he is.
Might be 50-50 there.
but we knew that. But you don't like the critics or the negativity overwhelm the chance to do something really positive. And I think that was sort of both our views, is that, yeah, we know there'll be people who criticize, but we'll do the work, we'll succeed, and we'll make a difference. And I think we'll prove that the relationship was a real positive in providing better entertainment, but also in making a change and an impact in the meantime.
Roger, have you reached out to the network partners, CBS, ABC, ESPN, et cetera?
I was just going to say, I was waiting for that one.
He's here.
The good news is you're all our partners. But yeah. No, only because I think we wanted to have this conversation. We wanted to be able to share our vision with you guys and be able to do that directly with you guys. And then I'll start this afternoon. As a matter of fact, I think there's three calls already back in my office.
Will you look to integrate it into some of the programs?
Oh, for sure.
On game day?
Yeah, for sure. No, I mean, Jay and I were just talking about that before. I mean, they're a big part of the platform, right? And so we have to work hand in hand with them.
Hey, Jay, why didn't you want to play in the Super Bowl already? Like, what was the reason?
And like the process of just going.
No,
he asked
cool.
the question.
He's already told me.
I think the process of selection was fractured. But I think that so. I'm gonna tell him what happened, okay?
Yeah,
okay,
for sure.
Man. Yeah.
So you would get, sorry guys, right? So So here, four artists right here. You take four artists and everyone thinks they're playing the Super Bowl, and it's almost like this interview process. And I don't think that anyone, so I pick Chuck, other three people are a little upset. That's not even good math. After 3 years, nine people are upset and three people play. There ain't that many superstars in the world. You're gonna run out of people that wanna play. And I just think the process could have been
It definitely could.
A little bit more definite. This person is playing, if this person doesn't, conflict is not, schedule doesn't align, then we move on to the next person. You pick someone, you speak to them, you let them have it, and then you move on. And I think that, and let the artist be the artist, you know. And no one asked about it, but my problem with Travis Scott wasn't about him not playing football. My problem was he had the biggest year to me last year. He had a monster record, Sicko Mode, and he's playing on a stage that had an M on it. I don't see any reason for him to play second fiddle to anyone that year. And that was my problem.
Going off of that, it was reported last year that Rihanna was turned it down because of the Colin Kaepernick situation. She's obviously a collaborator of yours. Does this partnership maybe make her rethink for the future? Do you happen to know?
You have to ask her, yes. So that's a tough question for me to ask.
When you say you want to change things from the inside in the NFL, what do you actually want to change?
Just the entertainment. I think that for a long time, and not just the NFL, America in general looked at rap as this fad thing, or looked at our music as fad. And it's the number one genre in the world and has been that way. When people tell you, oh, rap is number one now, that's 15 years ago. You just can't hide the statistics now because of streaming. The streaming numbers are so outrageous that you can't hide it. But in 1998, rap was the number one genre. And going forward to today. So I would love for these platforms to be more inclusive of our music. And just having a place where we can have these conversations where it's like, oh, things are going on wrong in the country. You know, people are dying in these neighborhoods. Okay, where do we go? Again, I want everyone, it's a natural emotion to be upset. But where do we go now? Where are we gonna take it? What are we gonna do? How do we fix it? And what is everyone doing? What is everyone? Everyone can speak, like those Twitter people you talk. Everyone can talk. Ask them, what have they done? It's 365 days last year. I can tell you exactly what I've done last year. I can tell you everything that I've done in that change. I can tell you the amount of people I saved from going to jail. I can tell you that I got this person out of jail. I can tell you that I've done this, and that. I fed this many people. I can tell you exactly what I've done with my 365 days. What has everyone done? It's a challenge. Like, what are we doing? I mean, it's cool. We can have the conversation. And again, I'm not saying it's not needed. It's needed because we need to know what's happening. We need to identify the problems in order for us to address it. But after we address it, what are we doing?
Can you elaborate on how the different community groups and nonprofits should be identified that you're going to work with and I guess are going to be funded?
Some will be identified by the players. Because this exists currently. Some will be identified by the artists that will participate in these programs. They'll say, again, I'm using Chance's name maybe way too much, but Chance's, his thing is education, so he'll focus on education. So it'll be between the organizations, the artists,
right,
and the players.
Commissioner, you just said something that I interviewed Adam Silver a few months ago. The NBA is very proud of its commitment to social justice. Is this also part of a shift by the league, or is the NFL attempting to become more like the NBA?
No, we don't copy anybody, but I'll just tell you, we're proud of our 100 years. We're proud of what we've done in our communities. But, you know, as I've said many times, even here today, our players spoke up about things that were happening in communities, and they brought that awareness to the league, the clubs, the owners, and they responded by trying to create a platform that will address those issues. So I'm actually proud of what we're doing. So I think we have the greatest platform in the world, and we're using it in a very positive way.
Commissioner, this is a great partnership, but the best PR move the NFL could do right now is to get Colin Kaepernick back in the league. Mm-hmm.
This is Colin Kaepernick's agent.
He's right. He's
right. To whom?
Twitter.
That's a good place to go.
And that's all, folks. I hope you enjoyed this Q&A from the NFL's Q&A session with Jay-Z and prominent members who are part of this partnership with Roc Nation. You know, only time will tell how powerful this is. Only time will tell what type of effect this has on the deal, on the NFL as a whole, and what type of effect it has on the Kaepernick, the cap movement, you know, and whatever that may. And who knows, down the line, maybe they will join forces. But one thing I do have to agree with Jay, and that's very simple, that, you know, once you got their attention, what's the next action move? And I think in everything that we do in life, there should be an action move. There should be some type of action step that moves the movement forward, whatever that may. I'm not saying, you know, for Cap, not for Jay-Z, and for Jay-Z, not for Cap, or whatever you may be. I'm simply saying, in my opinion, is that, okay, once we get their attention, what has to happen next? And only time will tell if was this a very good deal and decision to make, or is it just another, you know, if we pay somebody, you know, does that make everybody else be quiet type of situation? But the only time we will know is in time. So all we can do, we wanted to bring you straight from the horse's mouth. Of course, we can get a whole lot of people on here to talk about this, you know, if we chose. But sometimes it's good to just sit back and listen and read between the lines. All right. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. Like always, it's my humble pleasure that you allow me into your hearts and your homes. You can learn more about me at BennyRandall.com or BennyOnDemand.com, or check out this show and all my other shows at BashaniRadio.com. That's B-S-H-A-N-I Radio.com. Every Friday, we're bringing you and just like we bring you special editions and whatever, we want to keep you in tune and informed and entertained. All right. Until next time, I love you and you can't do a damn thing about it. Good night, ladies and gentlemen, and I appreciate you.
You're listening to The Benny Randall Show, certified number one in the world on BashaniRadio.com, New York City. So nice, they named it twice. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.